If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1 day, 3 hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life.
Hey guys, today I'm with Melanie Collette. She's a fellow Riley Blake designer. And today we are going to talk about designing fabric. I'm so excited to have her on. So Melanie, will you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I am here in Tucson, Arizona. I have 4 girls and we're just enjoying living in the desert. And my girls are actually a big inspiration behind a lot that I do, especially my fabric lines. So definitely you'll see that in my fabric. But I also have lots of hobbies. Fabric design is just one of them. I love singing. I love doing hand lettering with the brush pen lettering. I enjoy the outdoors and doing hiking when it's not 120 degrees outside here. And just spending time with my family. I don't know. I'm not too involved, but there's me.
Okay. I don't think I knew you had 4 girls. How old are they?
Yeah. My oldest is 14. And then I have a 12-year-old and an almost 10-year-old. She likes to make sure I clarify that. Right. And then a 7-year-old. So they're all at school, which means I have the house to myself in the day.
That is the best when that happens.
It is.
It really is. Cause you have a 7-year-old. So you've only been into this for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially with COVID, when everyone was home, I finally was like, yay, never mind. Just kidding. Let's try this again.
It was yanked from you.
Yes.
I felt that way about, so I have a 14-year-old and then I have a 9-year-old. So there's this almost a 6-year gap. So she went to her first day of kindergarten. And then the second day of kindergarten, I had my next baby. So it was like, I was like, one day without kids and then was back into
one blissful day. Yeah.
So crazy. Okay. So tell me about your fabric design work. Like tell me like some of the things are you like florals? What do you like to focus on?
I mostly do florals. Yes. Just because of that feminine aspect. But that's generally what I doodle. When I sit down and I just want to draw something, it ends up being leaves and flowers and little trees and maybe like butterflies or bugs, you know, it just, that's what I do. So I have pages and pages and pages of all flowers and leaves and all over the house. So yeah, it's mostly florals and geometrics. Those are my favorite.
I want to ask about your newest fabric collection because you just came out with one in September. So tell me like the inspiration behind that, the name of it, like why you did it.
All right. So my new fabric line is called Primrose Hill. And I actually designed this when the world shut down last year in March. And it actually is the most beautiful time of year here in Tucson. And so we spent a lot of our time outdoors, just walking our neighborhood over and over and over again. And believe it or not, plants do bloom with flowers here in that time of year. And so I just really realized that all this time that we've been spending indoors, working, doing our school, I was missing the beauty that my little world had to offer. And just the time and the appreciation I had to be outside. And so I started drawing with this in mind. And I always went on these walks with my girls because I don't want them in the house on the screen all day either, right? So just thinking about them, thinking about the flowers, I got into this groove with this line. And as I was looking up flowers and studying them on the internet, I came across a woman named Ann Arbor, and she was the first woman to be inducted in the Royal Society of England, where she was the first botanist woman to be inducted there. So I got to research her a little bit more, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to dedicate this line to my daughters and to this Anne woman who paved the way in her own sense. And she had one daughter, it was just her and her daughter together. And so that's kind of where my inspiration came from, was my children and then women who came before who love flowers and who wanted to make it a part and understandable to people like me. And so that's where Primrose Hill came from. Primrose Hill was the birthplace of Ann Arbor. So that's where the name came from.
That's so awesome. So tell me what the colorways are in this line.
All right. So I've got some almost peachy pinks, some light blues that are a little bit dusty. I kind of went with more of a dusty feel for this line. So I do have a wheat color and olive green and a cream instead of the pure white, just so it's a little more mellow. Each of my daughters kind of comes out in my fabric lines. And so this is my oldest, who just likes to stay indoors and snuggle up with a book and is very calm and chill. And so that's what I kind of wanted the colors to emote with this fabric line, was the chillness. So
I love it. That's so fun. Okay. So tell me this, what's your design process? Like, do you start with your master? Do you start with the geometric? Like, where do you kind of start when you start designing a line? And are you designing in Illustrator, Photoshop, by hand?
You know what? I actually first start on my iPad using the program Procreate, and I will just brain dump any little thing I have in my brain. I will just dump it into multiple artboards, whatever, in Procreate. And then I bring it to Illustrator on my computer and I pull it in and I decide which elements I want to be, the big ones, the small ones. And then usually I end up doing my secondary prints first, the ones that are kind of medium scale.
I do
that. That's how I do it. Yeah.
Secondary usually is my first print, which is funny. Yeah. It's so funny that the secondary is, but it's because it's not as full as the master, where you have to add so much. It kind of gives you a sense of where the line is supposed to go.
Yeah. It's that thing that brings the main prints and the geometrics all together. And so I like to kind of start there. I actually always, I get stumped sometimes on my main prints. I sit and stare at the computer for a long time and I'm like, what is this eye-catching thing? And I'll sit and sit and sit. And then someday just one day out of the blue, I'll sit down and be like, bam, it's right there. And I sit for hours. I'm like, nobody talk to me. I'm in a groove.
That is so funny. I will say that kind of happens to me as well. In fact, right as we're talking today, I'm supposed to get my master in to Riley Blake. And they have a master for me, but it wasn't exactly right, which I felt it as well, but I wanted them to see the whole line together. And so I have to I'm not redoing the master. I'm fixing it. I want to bring more into it, but it is so funny because the master, it does, that's usually the one that ends up back in my hands as I try to get some ideas of where it needs to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. Yeah.
Cause it's so important. It's the first thing everybody sees for the line, right?
Yeah. And it's what looks best. If you have a large block, you want that big print to shine in that large block.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure it has that, all those qualities.
That's so good. Okay. So you're in Procreate and then you're taking it into Illustrator or Photoshop?
Illustrator. Yeah. I tried to do Photoshop, but I was well-versed, because there's still a lot. You can go on forever learning Illustrator, but I was so comfortable in Illustrator. I tried Photoshop and it was like I had sat down at the computer for the first time in my life. I felt like nope, we're moving back.
So. That is so funny. I feel like I hear the opposite problem. People who've been in Photoshop for years and years, and then they try to go into Illustrator and they're like, oh my gosh, what is this? So I think that's the first time I've ever heard someone say that about Illustrator to Photoshop, which is amazing. Cause I think Photoshop has its place, right? But Illustrator is way more powerful for actual design work. So I love that.
It's been great. You know, I have the same problem now whenever I have to open up Microsoft Word. I'm like, why can't I just move this text? Why can't I just shape? where are all my capabilities?
Isn't that so funny? Because we get used to certain things. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you knew Illustrator, tell me your background. Do you design?
So interesting. This is an interesting part of my background, I guess. So I studied kind of a mix of interior design and child development in college. And when I got out, I planned to work in the interior design industry. My mom does. And so I wanted to follow her footsteps there. But I realized after I got into quilting that what I loved about interiors were the textiles. And that's where I really felt connected. And quilting was, I'm touching and cutting up and rearranging this fabric into something great. And I was like, you know what? I think fabric design is where it's at. That's kind of where this all has led me. And so I took a lot of classes online and learned Illustrator online through that, and just kind of appreciated the college education that I had. But I decided that I wanted to do a different path and was able to find teachers online who could help me with that to get me where I wanted to be.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, so good. Well, mm-hmm. Melanie, if people are looking for you or want to see this latest line of yours, I know this, we're a few months out since your line came out, but mm-hmm. you guys, it means you can still get it. You guys, once it's like a year out, it's really hard to find a line. So if you yeah. are interested in Melanie's line, Melanie, where can they find everything about you?
Well, I have a website. It's hellomellydesigns.com, and Melly is M-E-L-L-Y. And that's why grandma called me. So that's why I picked Melly. So I have all of my patterns on there. I have introduction to my fabric lines, so you know what to look for on mostly Etsy or local quilt shops. I don't sell my own fabric, but you'll know how to search it. And I have project ideas, tutorials, freebies, all on my website. So all that's right. where you can find
it. Perfect. You guys go check it out. I'm excited for you to see this new line. And I thought like just some of her insights for what she's doing. Like she's starting on the iPad. She's starting with the secondary. I think those are really cool things, especially for those of you out there that are looking to get into fabric design, that these are like some good guidelines. Cause even as she was talking, I was like, yeah, that's some of the things I do. I actually don't start in Procreate. I usually start in Adobe Illustrator on the iPad. So that's where I start, but I think that's really phenomenal. All right, guys, thanks so much for coming on, Melanie. And Melanie will be coming back for a second episode. So make sure and keep your eyes out for that. Okay, see you guys. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.